There were two friends who got into a heated argument. One was a believer and one was an unbeliever. And finally, the unbeliever said to his friend, "There is no evil and the devil is dead." And the other guy said, "Well, how does it feel to be an orphan?" The truth is, as harsh as that statement can be, Jesus in the sacred scripture did call some of the Pharisees that they followed the evil one, because he says, "Look at the works people do. Don't listen to their lips, but look at what they do, and you will see everybody has some kind of parent. We follow and value what we do, and people can tell who we value by what we do in our life." Today's gospel is about the paralytic, and in Ukrainian, I emphasize the fact that in the church, we rejoice together, we carry one another's burdens, we cry together, and we spend our life together. There are certain people I only know through church, and that's the only place I see them. But that's a beautiful thing to remind ourselves that there are many people who believe and live the same way we do. And that is why the Our Father is never called simply a Christian prayer. It is called the Lord's Prayer, because the Lord reminds us, when you say Father, referring to the one God, and when you say Our, that means the entire world has one parent and we are one family, brothers and sisters who bear a responsibility, a blessed responsibility for one another. Whether we just see each other in passing or whether we form lasting friendships, it is a beautiful thing to realize we are all together. People say, "Well, God is everywhere." I go, "So is alcohol," but people still go to bars because they want to be with people. Churches are built for us so that we can celebrate our existence together and so we can help one another. "Well, I wish I could help you with air conditioning today. But just know the fact that I am walking with you, as warm as any of you, walking with hope and joy and waiting for December. Slava Iisusu Hristu! Slava.